Welcome to the DBNR Weekly. I'm Clark Devereaux, and this is your 5-minute fix of AI news that actually matters. This week marks a turning point in enterprise AI, and frankly, it happened faster than most of us expected. We've officially moved past the should we deploy AI agents conversation and landed squarely in how do we manage dozens of them working together without everything falling apart. LangChain just dropped survey results that should wake up any executive still treating AI agents like a nice-to-have experiment. 57% of organizations now have agents running in production. Not pilots, not proofs of concept. Live systems handling real business processes. Customer service leads the charge, which makes perfect sense. It's where you can measure ROI in minutes saved and tickets resolved. But here's the part that matters more than the headline number. 32% cite quality as the biggest barrier to scaling further. Think about what that tells us. These agents are delivering enough value that companies push them live despite quality concerns. They're learning by doing, accepting some inconsistency in exchange for competitive advantage. If you're waiting for agents to be more mature before jumping in, you're probably already behind. Now let's talk money, because KPMG's latest survey reveals something fascinating about AI spending priorities. 67% of business leaders say they'll maintain AI investment even if we hit a recession. The average deployment budget, $124 million. That's not experimentation money, that's infrastructure money. And buried in the details is the real story. Organizations are finally professionalizing their agent systems. They're building governance frameworks, observability tools, proper oversight for multi-agent deployments. The Wild West phase of throwing agents at problems is ending. The companies winning now treat agent infrastructure like any other critical business system. Speaking of infrastructure, Microsoft made a bold play this week with their retail agent suite. They're not just adding AI features to existing products, they're building an entire agentic layer for retail operations. Merchandising, marketing, store ops, fulfillment, purpose-built agents for each function. The brand agents for Shopify merchants caught my attention. And those catalog enrichment templates in Copilot Studio could be game changers for mid-market retailers. Microsoft is making a bet that retailers want unified agent ecosystems, not point solutions. They might be right. The question for retailers becomes, do you build custom agents or adopt Microsoft's opinionated framework? Both paths have serious trade-offs. SAP took a different approach at NRF this week, unveiling what they're calling an agentic operating system for retail. But their order reliability agent is what really impressed me. It proactively identifies potential order issues and fixes them before customers notice. Picture this: an agent monitoring your entire order pipeline spots a delayed shipment, automatically reroutes inventory from another distribution center, no human intervention required. This is the promise of agentic AI finally becoming real in enterprise software. And when SAP embeds this directly into their retail core, these capabilities stop being competitive advantages and become table stakes. That transition happens fast, probably within 18 to 24 months. Google made their own power play with the Universal Commerce Protocol, designed to let AI agents complete actual purchases, not just research products. Lowe's, Michaels, and Reebok already have branded AI agents working within Google Search using this protocol. This is Google making a land grab for agent-mediated commerce infrastructure. If UCP becomes the standard way agents interact with merchants, Google controls a crucial piece of the AI economy. For businesses, this raises some uncomfortable strategic questions. What does SEO look like when agents are doing the shopping? These aren't hypothetical anymore. McKinsey issued a warning this week that's worth paying attention to. Organizations are investing in AI at the expense of core ERP capabilities, and that's creating problems. The good news is vendors like Infor and Oracle are showing how agents can enhance rather than replace ERP systems. The emerging 2026 architecture transforms manufacturing ERP into systems of autonomous operations where agents handle multi-step workflows while ERP provides the foundational data. This is exactly right. Too many organizations treat AI and existing systems as either-or choices. The winners figure out how agents and ERP work together. Finally, NTT Data highlighted a less flashy but critically important application, agentic AI for network management. Agents handling log intelligence, process monitoring, carrier coordination. the shift from reactive problem solving to autonomous prevention. For IT leaders, this changes everything. Instead of staffing for incident response, you're staffing for agent oversight. Instead of alert fatigue, you're reviewing agent decision logs, different skills, different organizational models. Start thinking about this transition now. The theme this week is unmistakable. Agentic AI isn't emerging anymore, it's here. With over half of organizations running agents in production and enterprise giants embedding agent capabilities into core platforms, the early mover window is closing fast. What I'm watching next, Google's UCP merchant adoption, whether Microsoft and SAP start competing for the same retail deals, and most importantly, how organizations solve those quality and governance challenges that remain the primary scaling barriers. If you're still planning while others are deploying, the data suggests it's time to accelerate. That's your weekly AI roundup. I'm Clark Devereaux. Stay curious, stay skeptical, and I'll see you next week.